Before we get into today's episode, I want to give a quick shout out to CUNY Mutual Group's annual Discovery Conference coming up August 11th. So don't forget to register today. Now, on to the interview. On the show today, we have Michigan State University Federal Credit Union's very own Amy Eisman-Howder and Larkey's Greg Hammerman talking about how the credit union has leveraged Larkey's tailored push notifications technology to really engage their members and get information back from them as well. So really good stuff here from both Amy and Greg. So hope you guys check it out. Right next to me is Amy Eisman-Howder. One of the coolest names we've had on the show for sure. And a little Top Gun reference there as well. Amy, how are you from Michigan State University Federal Credit Union?
I am doing great. I have had a whole new resurgence of new generations knowing the Top Gun reference, but yeah. I can assure you I had Eisman long before that.
I'm very impressed. Very impressed. And then right below us is Mr. Greg Hammerman from Larkey. Greg, how are you?
I'm doing awesome. And actually, I thought that I had a pretty cool last name before I met Amy. I was like, oh, this is so cool. Hammerman. And then I'm like, Eisman. Like, we just, you know, when we first met, I was
pretty excited. She just took you out. She just took you out. So
I love it. Still a powerhouse of names.
Indeed. All right. So we're talking today about how Michigan State University Federal Credit Union has leveraged Larkey's tailored push notifications technology. And might I add, before we get into the conversation, though, Michigan State University and Greg, you went to the University of Michigan. So this might be one of the few times that these two organizations have gotten together and done something really cool here. So I'm pretty impressed that this actually happened.
So, Michigan State University is awesome. My sister went there. It's an hour down the street from me. The day that I announced to the team at Larkey that we were working closely with MSU, I was like wearing the hat, had the shirt on. Like, I have no allergies to this. This is all great stuff.
Oh my gosh.
I agree. We like to play nice.
Okay. Well, we'll play nice today as well. All right. So anyway, I digress on that. We'll leave all that stuff to ESPN. So, but Greg, just to give us a quick refresher on Larkey and how you guys help credit unions real quickly.
Love to. We think a lot and we work a lot with credit unions on how do you engage with members when they're not necessarily coming into branches as much as they used to, maybe not opening emails as much as they used to, not as easy to connect with. And so through our tailored push notifications that can be data-driven, it can be based on where someone is or based on other information the credit union knows about a member, but being able to be proactive and reach out to them with information that's helpful to them in the thing that they're doing right then and there.
Yeah. Being engaged. Was it the right time, right place, all that type of stuff? So exactly. And so Amy, you're nodding your head because you know this all too well, but so let's step back a little bit here. What was going on at Michigan State University Federal Credit Union that prompted you all to look at push notifications? And then second part of that, what attracted you guys to Larkey?
Sure. So we have been looking at push notification technology for a while. We think it's a great system, a great way to engage members. But honestly, what it comes down to is usability in a lot of these cases. And that's typically where things started to falter in other types of engagements or in spaces that we had built. And really through our lab process at the credit union. So MSUFCU has the lab at MSUFCU, which runs pilots for us to be able to test innovations and test and play with them with our membership. We found a partnership with Greg that has been awesome. And honestly, their solution not only answers the usability problem that we had previously, but also is really allowing us to reach people at the right place at the right time and leverage that engagement on a different level than even what our expectations of push were before.
Okay.
So I think that's a great thing that we found in the piloting phase of this, but then also our partnership that we're now pursuing going forward.
Right on. And Greg, tell me about how the two organizations, even though they're rivals in college land, but in this case, you guys are excellent partners here. So how did you guys work together to get over some of the hurdles that the credit union was experiencing?
I think, you know, a lot of it was we were originally introduced by April, the CEO over at MSUFCU. She and I had known each other, been introduced before. And so, you know, she started the conversation going with Amy, with Ben, with others on her team. And then it really was this process of what are the problems you're trying to solve? And honestly, I remember our first phone call, Amy, where you said, oh, we do push notifications and we've done this stuff before. And I think I wrote in my notes, if I could still find them, that was like, I'm not sure why they're talking to me right now. But you know, what came out in more conversations was what you had built was like a very early proof of concept that push notifications are a great way to talk to people, but what we've built as a company of a really easy to use interface. So people on your team can set up a campaign and do that in a few minutes and get push notifications triggered at certain locations or other behaviors was a piece that you hadn't done yet. And I think MSU FCU is wise in understanding the great things that you can do as an organization and wise in understanding the places that we're partnering can help you get there fast. And so that was part of how we got all working together.
Gotcha. Gotcha. And Amy, can you share some of the benefits since you guys been working with, since you guys, we were talking before the recording, you guys have been working with Larkey and then maybe some results and some anecdotes as well.
Sure. So we've had a really great experience. And I don't just say that as a user of the tool, but just in the engagement of the Larkey team to understand our business, to understand what we're trying to achieve, but then also offer their insights on how to do it better or more efficiently or effectively. So one of my platforms from a digital experience standpoint is it's really great to make the member experience awesome. It is what we strive for every day. But if the employee experience isn't accessible, it may as well not be part of our toolkit at all. If we can't use it every day, if it's not understandable and, you know, really adaptable to our scenarios, then it's just simply not going to be used. And that was really one of the biggest pivot points that I think Larkey opened doors for us on is not only are they awesome partners, they've created a really accessible backend that's very flexible. And they've really thought through what are scenarios that different size credit unions would need or different, you know, location credit unions would need. You know, like I don't want to say the same things to my members in Metro Detroit that I maybe want to say to my members in Traverse City. Yeah. And that starts to get really hard as credit unions grow is how do I segment out my list and make this accessible? So it was really a great opportunity for us to leverage not only the employee accessibility and being able to manage it with a non-technical experience background, but also then be able to start targeting members differently. And that also gave me access, and Greg knows this through and through, is there are things that are just hard to reach. And I am always looking for feedback from our membership. And when Greg came to me, my biggest thing was, yes, I want to send out auto loan information. And yes, I want to share community events. But I also want to know how was a member's experience. And we were really struggling to get some of that insight from our branches. So, you know, it's kind of hard to get a member to log in after a branch visit to tell you about something digitally or to scan a QR code and do it. But what Larkey allowed me to do out of the gate was actually geofence my locations and then send them a survey about that experience. And so even though I'm sure he is sick of me saying it, it is honestly one of the coolest things that we were able to leverage is really being able to hyper-focus in on those member experiences and continue to build the next engagement level from those. Yeah. So we are also leveraging it for our local loyalties. We're using it a lot for different promotions on materials. But also, we're just trying to keep our members informed. So, you know, in partnership with Larkey, we've actually looked at opportunities to share educational materials, connect with other fintechs in the space that may be leveraged through this type of communication. Oh, wow. And it's become a really cool kind of incubation space, all because Larkey has the flexibility to support that. So I can't speak highly enough about the experience, mostly because they have to listen to me go on and on about all of the cool things I want to do. But I'll say they've made them all happen. So I think that's awesome.
Right on. Right. I love hearing stories like that and how it works. Because I know there's a fine line with push notifications. You know, there's too many, too few, or what's in the message, that type of stuff. How is that? How have you guys worked together on creating that balance? Greg, I'll let you go first here.
Yeah, I can start on that one. It's a great point. And it's actually a key part of our system and a key part that, you know, as Amy was mentioning, a non-technical person can adjust very easily. So I'm going to talk for just a second about a different credit union, but I won't name them by name, but we just launched with another credit union that's got about 378,000 members. They wanted to do a promotion when people were at gas stations to remind them to use the card. There's the cashback card. Gas is crazy expensive now. And so a really beneficial thing to do. And so there are, I believe it's about 1,500 gas stations in that program that we've identified and all in their footprint. But our system has triggers that like, make sure nobody sees this more than once a week or twice a month, because you want to remind people, but not bug them when they drive down the street and see 50 notifications. So that, you know, we've been working in push notifications for several years now, and we've learned a lot about when something is useful and helpful and when you sort of cross that line. And we also have, you know, analytics that are very easy for anybody to see who's part of the program, that's, you know, Amy's team or my team, and say, okay, this is where people are responding to these things. And so we know data across like the credit unions that we work with, about 82%, I was looking this up right before our call here, say yes to, can I get notifications at all for my financial institution? So that's pretty high. And then it's almost two thirds, it's about 62% that are saying also send me notifications based on my location, which enables, you know, so what Amy was just talking about, someone's in a branch for 10 minutes and you want to ask how their experience was. Somebody's at a gas station, you want to remind them that they'll get cash back if they use a certain card. We're having fun conversations with Amy and her team about doing some things around football games this fall.
Oh, wow.
In the stadium. We haven't yet talked about if that's the Michigan-Michigan State game, but we've talked about doing
that. That would be
hopefully
fun.
Hopefully all the games.
But in particular, that would be a fun one for sure. So, and I think this is really fascinating because you're really tapping into consumer behavior and the science of it. And, you know, what, again, what works and what doesn't. I want to get the credit union perspective on what Greg just talked about, Amy. So what have you guys found as far as, you know, finding that balance as well?
You know, we have really been able to leverage the tools that Larkey has embedded in the system. So like Greg said, you can set limits, we can control the opportunities that we want to push out, and we can also kind of manage those based on the activities happening. So we may allow more of our community engagement items to go out, whereas we may not want to Greg's example, send a gas station reminder every single time.
Right.
Been really flexible in that way, but something we've also found to leverage Larkey for that has also solved a problem in my world is really specific notifications that we maybe want to make priorities. So for example, if there's a power outage at one of our branches, I don't want to put on my public website that there's a power outage at one of my branches because that's a risk. But what I do want to let them know is if they're within that range of my branch or in the parking lot of my branch, they may not be able to get the service that they're expecting from us right now. And so I can actually create a push that goes out in front of all the other pushes. That's a priority that kind of eliminates all of the caps that we have put on other things to get it out to those members. So really, in my perspective, it's not only just been a great communication tool. It's been something that we have found numerous use cases for that we didn't come into it looking for. So I had some really specific goals when we started engaging with Greg. I knew I wanted to do our local loyalty. I was all over surveys on day one, but being able to come up with some of these really unique ways that made my life a little bit more flexible in the way we could communicate has been really cool. And at this point now, I just keep thinking like, what else can we do? And how else do we leverage it? But the controls that they're putting in place, they also have a library of built materials that you can leverage to make it really quick and accessible. So if you really are trying to do this with, you know, a very streamlined team, they have materials you can use. I am very fortunate to have an expert team here that's helping me, but Larkey has also planned for those that are maybe running this with, you know, a smaller man ship with a couple people. And I think that's been really cool, even just to explore some of the concepts they have in there, and being able to control the cadence and people in which people receive them has been helpful to not overwhelm our membership.
And you answered my next question, Amy, is like, what did you guys want to achieve here? What were some of the goals in mind? So you kind of answered that. If you want to go into a little bit more detail there, if you want more things.
The only thing I would really add to that though, is, you know, really looking at the conversion. So like I mentioned before, it's sometimes a little hard to capture a member through the activity points. So even if I know they're seeing our emails or I know they're clicking it on an ad in our mobile app, are they actually making it through the entire process? And that's been something really cool that Greg and I have been working on, is I know for a fact that 12% of the people are tapping on our push notification and completing my service. So I can see them make that entire journey.
Wow.
And that's 12% more than I ever had before from a feedback survey, but also that I know that they're able to complete the action. So I think, you know, to the point I made about our employees, if it's too difficult, they won't use it. Members are very similar. If it's not accessible, if it doesn't take them to where they're expecting, or they can't get the information they're looking for, they're also not going to use it. And that has been proven that they are using it. They are seeing it. They are We've even sent one out. We had a custom pizza made for MSU-FCU, and we had sent one out that said pickles on pizza because it's a green and white pizza, and it got overwhelming response. And I can see the action that's being taken there. So it's just been cool to be able to track some of that. It really adds to the personalization for the membership, but it also adds to some of the insights that I can then leverage in that next engagement.
Okay, I'm going to try that. Pickles on pizza. You've got me started.
It's very good. I'll send you
now.
The link. It's okay. Super good.
Goodness gracious. Now we're on the food channel. All right. Hey, so what's next for the two organizations, Greg? Because, I mean, Amy has talked a lot about, gosh, there's so many things I want to try. It's like a kid in a candy store, it sounds like. So what's next for you guys as far as working together and keeping this momentum going and this whole system evolving?
Yeah, I think one of the great things that Amy and her team have really brought forward are there are other fintechs that they work with, other products that they work with that we can help drive awareness of. So if you think about things like financial education or financial wellness, they have great programs and products around that, but does everybody know about them? And how can they really drive the awareness? And push notifications are a way to drive awareness. And so thinking about what are those other programs, what other products are they excited to offer to members, but maybe members aren't even aware are there, and how can we help with that? Mm-hmm. And I think I'm seeing that pattern with a lot of the financial institutions that we're working with of how do we, as a communications channel, that the stats are there now that we see that we have about 7 times the response rate of any other channel that they're using. So great, you've got this way that you can talk to people. Yeah. What do you want to talk to them about that's helpful in their lives? And mm-hmm. I think that's a lot of where we'll be going in the future with MSU, FCU, and others.
Yeah, good point. Good point. And I want to wrap this up with advice to other credit unions who are venturing down this road, because it sounds you guys have this wealth of knowledge and experience and examples of what works and what doesn't. So, Amy, I'm going to start with you. Like, what advice would you have for credit unions who want to venture down this road to keep their members more increasingly engaged? I guess so. What would you say?
For sure, I would say to just try. I mean, I would say do it is the actual advice. It seems kind of generic at this point, but the actuality of it is it's in any system is really understanding what you can get out of the end, like the end result of it. What are you trying to get to? What are the things that you're working toward? And in a lot of those cases, I think Larkey checks those boxes, mm-hmm. but on a larger industry scale, I think it's a lot of just trying to play and solve for the problems you have and finding a partner that understands and values those and is also working to that same end result. So I think there's also some value in the scalability of finding a tool that's usable and easy to access that you can start small and build big and that can get stood up quickly. Because I think a lot of the hurdles in credit union world and innovation overall is it feels very overwhelming, right? Yeah. So I don't know where to start or I don't know how to go forward. This is a tool that's very accessible, but push notifications is a channel that's very accessible. So you can look at it on a small scale and build up and try not to, take the whole thing at once, just start solving one problem at a time. Yeah. And before you know it, you'll sound like me and you'll be like, oh, now what's the next thing? And what is the next, what are our next opportunities? So those would be my words of advice. But I also think it really just comes down to being willing to try something different. Mm-hmm. And taking that leap and finding the use cases for your space.
And like you said before, it's like you probably wouldn't have had this information either if you hadn't gone down this road too. So this is, even though you got, what was it, the 12% response you mm-hmm. got on the survey? I mean, that's really good numbers actually when you look at it, when you look at the marketing perspective of it. So those are really good numbers. But if you had never tried that or had never gone down that road, you wouldn't have this information. This is really important stuff, right? So, and Greg?
100%.
Yeah.
Do I get to answer too? I think tying yes. into that, we're here to help. So that's the thing. Like sometimes we're talking to a credit union and we're like, oh, here's what we do. Here's how it works. And you sort of see this look in their eyes that's like maybe a slight bit of fear. And we're like, but it's, we have team, we have client success people, and we have now a lot of knowledge from all the credit unions that we're working with. And so we can suggest things and try things like Amy, you were saying, take off, a bite-sized piece. We can have those conversations with the credit union and say, are you trying to increase card activation? Do you have a problem that when you send out cards, people don't use them? Are you trying to get your card used more? Are you trying to get people to switch over to e-statements? Are you trying to tell people about Shred Day? Like, what is it? Here's a campaign that we have that's turnkey, and we have people on staff that help people get up to speed on it. It's not hard. I think it's just a little bit like everyone, all humans, we're used to doing certain things. And when the routine changes, like, I'm not sure if I know how to do that thing. We're here to help. And then what we always see is, after a certain period of time, we see credit unions are like, did someone talk to them about doing that campaign? Nope. They just decided they wanted to give that a shot. Like, cool. That's great to see them doing it. And
yeah,
a lot of times credit unions we work with will share back to the network and sort of say, hey, you know, here's something we tried with Nudge that's really helpful for us. And if you want other credit unions to have the same, you know, on the platform to try it, feel free to share this with them. So one that came up recently, I was talking to a credit union about how they would like to use Nudge. They were talking about a gap they had on approving loans, but then the loan wasn't completed. They were waiting for someone to, you know, they sent someone a note and said, hey, we've approved you for this loan. The person didn't sign off on the loan wasn't funded. And so they were saying, we'd like to do a Nudge campaign where 2 days later after we approve the loan, if they haven't signed yet, we say, hey, don't forget, you know, the money's here. Hey, you know, we can have some encouragement. And that's the kind of thing that I'd never thought of that. Nobody on my team thought of that. But as we start talking to other credit unions, say, hey, is this relevant for you? Do you want to do this type of campaign? They go into our campaign gallery and it keeps getting better and better.
Right on. Nothing ventured, nothing gained for sure. So yeah, so good stuff. All righty, guys. Well, I'm going to let you get back to work, but thank you so much for this information. So many takeaways in this conversation. So really, really good stuff. Besides the rivalry and the food network, the pickles on the pizza, all that type of stuff. But yeah, some really good stuff in here. So I can't wait to get this one out there. Thank you so much for your time today. Yeah, again, very, very valuable stuff here. So appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Quick shout out to CUNY Mutual Group's annual Discovery Conference coming up August 11th. So don't forget to register today. Now, on to the interview.